The 94-mile highway, known as Corridor X, has been on the drawing boards for 3 decades, but now transportation officials say it is only a few years from being complete. For the small businesses, the tiny mom-and-pop restaurants, hotels, and service stations sprinkled along the old highway the interstate will parallel, it will likely mean a reduction of traffic and a reduction of people coming in.
All right.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Charles Scott at Scott's Texaco says he sees a lot of customers on their way from Memphis to Birmingham or beyond. Today, he talks to a couple of them about the interstate highway that, when completed, will make their lives easier and his a little harder.
They get that new highway built, I probably won't get to see y'all very often.
The travelers are headed to a football game in Georgia. For them, the trip down Highway 78 is long and tedious, a lot of stoplights, and the dangerous combination of two-lane roads and 18-wheelers, usually in a hurry. They say they are encouraged there will be a new non-stop interstate connecting their city to Birmingham.
Yes.
I mean, how's that going to affect? I mean, is that going to make you want to travel it more? Or?
Yes, that's true. It will make me want to travel.
And use Scott's service station less.
I think it will slow business down and take probably 25% of the business off of 78 Highway between Memphis and Birmingham and Atlanta. Yeah. We get a lot of out-of-state business during Thanksgiving, Christmas holidays, and then, of course, on the weekends.
The bad news is compounded for Scott and other small business owners along Highway 78 because even if they wanted to relocate to the interstate, it would likely be out of their reach. Land prices are expected to go up as big companies volley to get a spot at one of the corridor's interchanges. Bad news for small business owners, but good news for the region as a whole, says U.S. Representative Spencer Backus.
There's a tremendous economic development that is going to occur along the 16 interchanges of Corridor X. It's going to be a tremendous boost in an area that needs it badly.
The Birmingham congressman says it's the task of community and business leaders to determine how best that can happen, what should get developed and what shouldn't. To help in the process, he says there's a $90,000 federal grant for the Birmingham Regional Planning Commission to look at economic development adjacent to the corridor. One automobile supplier who had already approached Alabama development officials, Piqua Technologies, was looking for a piece of land near a big highway. During negotiations, Piqua's Ralph Murata was given an Alabama roadmap that featured a dotted line between Jasper and Birmingham. A state official said the highway under construction would eventually be a future interstate. He passed that word on to his Japanese managers.
And when I told him it will be an interstate, oh, okay, that's... Which one? I don't know. Maybe XX, for all I know. But that's what we looked at.
Piqua chose Jasper as a site for their new plant, which will fabricate foam, rubber, and plastic film for the Honda plant in Lincoln and Hyundai in Montgomery. At full capacity, Piqua's plant is expected to employ as many as 225 workers.
They like the fact that we will. It'll be an interstate directly from Jasper to Montgomery and from Jasper to Lincoln because that's who they supply.
Jasper Mayor Don Getz was in on the negotiations.
And whereas if they had to use two-lane and four-lane roads previously, they wouldn't have been interested at all.
State leaders and development officials hope the new interstate will make the region more connected and ready to grow. And they hope businesses will line up along the interstate, bringing with them money and jobs. It is an economic development shift with big implications for businesses along the old Highway 78. The likely scenario? Fewer customers, less money, and worst case, signs that say closed. I'm Steve Chiatakis.